Kosmos. Somewhere in the end. But given this cosmos that we have entered here in this story, now if you want to live in it, just continue, otherwise go to your own cosmos. But yeah, just think about it. Just be there for a while and see how you feel there in this cosmos that we have built here virtually in your mind. And yes, I said in the beginning of this book that I had that idea that I should build my own cosmos. Whether in clay or whatever, or virtually. And now you have learned what virtual means, right? It means something that exists in terms of the mental image, the idea of it. First the idea, then the mental image shaped by that idea, which in turn is powered by that desire. I want this. I want to be like that. And wham, we enter into that dream, into that fantasy, into that fantastic cosmic VR game. And ask that God, whoever he was, entering his own dream, even fell for the illusion of the dream being reality. So do we all here. God doesn't really. Maybe pretends to because it's fun to act in here also in this fantastic game. We are making games here, and we like to do that and to play them. Online games, multiplayer games, role-playing games. And we play games on theater stages, in stories of books or movies. That's what we do. We invent games, we create them, and then play in them and with them. That's part of the fun of life, isn't it? Now, think of it. We already mentioned it, the Puranic version of this cosmos we are in now, being like a reflection in the pond of a tree standing in the real world. Now think about that example, a mirror reflection. If you stand in front of a mirror, there is a person there on the other end, behind that mirror, following your movement looks exactly like you, right? But isn't really. And that's the way it goes. When that ahankar, that made up ego, that other one who is whoever you want to play, to be, to pretend to be, to feel. How does it feel to be a worm crawling on the ground? How does it feel to be a god controlling a whole world? Isn't that what our games are about? So, since we have that game here, or those games, there's so many versions of it, if we can, at least in our thought experiment, imagine then that this game we play here, those games, we call it the game because it's kind of, we've got a kind of a archetypal version of it, is also a reflection of such a game in the real world. And what is that game? Well, it's actually called God's Leela or pastimes. Krishna's pastimes, as we say. Radha Krishna. And that is the utmost reality, the love between Radha and Krishna. That's the you could say conclusion or summum bonum of the Srimad Bhagavatam, as it says there, one of those ten topics of the Bhagavatam. And what a show is going on here. Whew. I mean, what an adventure this life is. There's some people that have just boring lives for some reason. But, I mean, I think there's always that adventure and that challenge going on inside there, even if outside you're just a duty-bound good citizen doing their daily job. But we have our inner adventure, and we look at those movies and we read those books and we have those dramas in our own lives, falling in love here and hating someone there and being loved, being hated, and envy, and then friendship, honesty, sharing, supporting each other, or taking from others whatever we can, because anyway, everyone is a selfish, greedy bastard. It's the game, right? And even if we look at the computer games we are creating nowadays, it's a little bit to find these themes in there also. Are you fighting or are you doing something creative in there? You can be in Minecraft and creating cool things, or you can be in these other games, just a forest or some landscape with a bunch of weird creatures fighting for their lives in the middle of it, and that's all that the game is about. So, okay, you pick your game, and that's what it's about here. So when you start seeing life like that, when you start or dare to enter that cosmos, which is the one given in the ancient scriptures of wisdom in all nations of the planet, if you dare to wash away a bit of that covering, which I would say it is now, materialistic so-called science, which has limited itself. I mean, it's a very good science, but it has limited itself to only act within the sphere of the physical realm, the physical existence. And that's okay, just as it's okay to just be a technician and simply work building technical gizmos. Some people are interested in that, but there are higher dimensions of life also, right? People, life. You can grow a garden too, and there you have spouse and children and friends. I mean, this is what life is about, of course. And part of it may be to build machines, but yeah. So yes, that's what this book is about. Building that virtual cosmos there for you. Because that's what it, where virtual reality exists. It exists in your mind, in our minds. So when I wrote this book, which pretty much wrote itself, I found myself getting pulled into this cosmos and found it started to make very much sense. The cosmos and the world and existence and question after question, you know, these existential questions just popped like balloons, and the answer was there in exactly that, the cosmology that makes sense, and where all the pieces of the puzzle of existence that we find around us, this complex existence, fit in nicely into a full, clear picture and a beautiful picture. So yeah, my final drawing then, or final creation of this cosmos, well, I will maybe paint it as a painting, but it's here right now for us, for you, for me, for all of us who read this or hear this. And if that works, if you're with me now, then cool. This is a good story, and I, you know, where it came from. Well, I have my ideas, but that's another question. But it just came to me, and I'm happy at this mature age that it did, because it's a real cool cosmos we live in. And it has become my conviction that the more of us that step into this cosmos, again, which one does by stepping into it mentally, which this book is simply meant to be a supporting device for, then that's where it starts, our ways of being toward each other, towards nature, sharing or taking, whatever you, we know the whole story. And yes, we are in the story. We are in this Divina Commedia, which, yeah, Dante, he was an interesting person. And some of the lines in this book, I think I wrote in his home in Florence. Anyway, Hare Krishna.